All right, well, I'm going to tell you all what you all missed last week. Last week was, I gave a master key out last week. Speaking about wives, we talked about making Christ our life. Amen. See, a lot of times we say, you know, a lot of pastors, before they begin to speak, they say, I want to give honor to God who is the head of my life. And he is the head of our life. But he really is our life. Period. Amen. And I gave an earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. How do you make Christ your life? And the way you do that is you marry him. Amen. In order for Christ to be your life, you have to marry him. Just like when a man meets a woman, if he say, I want to be with her forever. She's mine. I'm hers. That's forever. What do? You marry her. Amen. Now she's with you forever, because marriage is supposed to be forever. Yeah, Moses said, well, you can write him a written decree of divorce in an adultery situation. But Jesus said, my father didn't plan it to be like that. That's the man's stuff. That's man's wisdom. When God said it's forever. Amen. So I gave that to that key out last week on making Christ our life. Amen. We got to marry him. Because who's he coming back for? They said, when Jesus said, when my kingdom is coming, when he's coming back, he's coming back for who? His bride. His wife. Amen. Us, the body of Christ. We're the bride of Christ. Amen. And when he returns, he's going to be coming for us. Not the ones that's dating him, but the ones that married him. Amen. That made him our life. Amen. See, in a marriage, what happened? Two become one. That's how you are with God. See, I'm in him and he's in me. That's everything. I and my father are one. Amen. So I had to give that key out last night. Last week. Amen. And then it was Father's Day, right? So I wished all the brothers a happy Father's Day. And God had me doing a self-evaluation, so we kind of did that last week. But one thing I want to share with you again in that situation is when you to be the perfect example for your family and your children. Amen. You got to be the perfect example, because when they're little, like little DJ, you can tell them what to do, and he'll do it. But when they get old, they're not listening to your advice anymore. Amen. They're following your example. Whatever they see you do, that's what they're going to do. Amen. So they're following your example. They're not listening to your advice anymore, not your advice. Amen. So I just wanted to get that to the men. Two awesome things, that making Christ our life and being a perfect example for our family. Amen. That's important. Because I see that. I see that, you know, let me just tell you how when I went out to Michigan this week, I see how, you know, I saw my cousins and her family had a lot of daughters, and she was something else when we were growing up. I mean, she just was, woo. And thank God for Jesus Christ, because she found the Lord. She found the Lord, and that's real important. Amen. But her daughters and her family is a mess. Amen. And they was doing exactly what she used to do. And that's what I said. I said, wow. You know, and that's how, you know, that's why it's so important to get with Christ quick. Why they can see, like, well, his age, when he's watching you serve Christ and he's looking at his granddaddy, that's just real important. Amen. Because if not, we saw it in David's house. Amen. David messed up with Bathsheba, and you know, he thought, you know, he repented, good thing. But his house was a mess. His house was Solomon, his son, king, with 700 wives and 300 concubines. Supposed to be the wisest man in the Bible. His house was a mess. Amen. But God is something else, and we know that. God can straighten some things out, can't he? He could just, that's why we need him. He's a necessity. He's not optional. Amen. But anyway, today I'm talking about contrast. Huh? I got some contrast for you all today. Contrast is the difference between things. Amen. Like success and failure. The contrast, a contrast. How could it be success and failure? Amen. Because that's a contrast. But you can say, well, my friend's success contrasted with his own failure. How is that a contrast? His success, and you could say, well, a person was successful and they may have got prideful. You know, I have arrived. Some people do that. You know, they get, and that their own success contributes to their failure. Amen. Yeah. That's just the truth. Amen. Amen. That's the it's a contrast. Amen. It's a difference. It's a variance. Huh? It's to the contrary. Like people believe, some people believe there's no God. You know, they see bad things happen and they say, can't be no God. If it was a God, would he allow that to happen to my brother or my son or my mother? Or, you know, they think it's no God. Amen. But contrary to that belief, to that popular belief, because a lot of people believe that, you know, they put everything on God. It is a God. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, there is a God. But God gave us dominion over the earth. Amen. So he's not going to step in. He's not like Satan. Satan will just step in and take over your house. God won't do that. You have to invite God in. You got to let him know, I need you, Lord. I need you to come and help me, Lord. I'm lost without you. You got to talk to him like that. Now he will come into your household and direct your paths. He will begin to show you, oh, no, don't do that. Do this. Satan, I cancel that assignment over his life right now. Oh, no, he's going to do this. But he's just not going to bust in on you and do that. And the world doesn't see that. They think, oh, God should just stop that from happening. No, uh-uh. He gave us dominion. He said, hey, here's the earth, Adam. Dress it and keep it. It's yours. Huh? But he never knew. Well, I shouldn't say he never knew because God is all-knowing. But Adam separated himself with sin. Amen. That's how we separate ourselves. Ain't nothing changed. We separate ourselves when we sin, when we do it our way. Amen. He's constantly talking. I know for me, God was constantly talking to me. I was just doing what I wanted to do. Amen. And I'm so glad that he is patient with us. Amen. And faithful. God is faithful. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to show y'all the contrast today between two things. Amen. And one is being foolish and the other is being faithful. It's a contrast. Contrast between faithfulness and foolishness or being silly. See, when you see something that's blessing you, let me give you a good one. When you see something that's blessing you, I mean, it's really a blessing to you. When you see something that's a blessing to you, keep it going as long as you can keep it going. Amen. Don't stop. Don't stop the behavior that's causing you to get the blessing. Amen. You got to stay on it. Amen. And it's a saying. See, this is what we get caught up on. It's a saying that says, all good things must come to an end. Amen. And they do. All good things must come to an end. But what I'm saying to you all today is don't you be the one that make it end. Amen. If it come to an end, don't let it be on you. You keep it flowing. Amen. Keep the blessings flowing. Amen. If you don't, that's just being silly. That's foolishness on our part to stop our own blessings. Amen. They call that cut your nose off to spite your face. Huh? Your face is all good and everything, and you just go, oh, I'm not happy with no one. Cut your own nose off. Stop your own blessings. Huh? Self-destruction. Overreaction to a problem. Self-destruction. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be silly. Don't stop your own blessings, saints. It's a contrast. That's in contrast to being faithful, being foolish. Huh? That's why we love God. You know why we love God? Because God is faithful. Amen. We sung that song today. Amen. God is faithful. But you know, many times we speak in contrast. We might say something like, they said this all the fruit is ripe. However, this is hard. This part is hard. That's a contrast. You know, how can it be right, but this part is hard? Or we'll say, well, she was once a shy child, but now she's very outgoing. That's a contrast. You know, she was shy, but now she's outgoing. Amen. So in certain cases, when you present an idea, and this is what contrast is all about, when you present an idea, it really expounds on the idea. It gives more information. But you can tell a contrast is about to happen when you hear the word, when you hear words like this. You hear like but. I'm saying so-and-so-and-so-and-so. But it's about to be some contrast, okay? Or when you say however. However, or rather, or on the other hand, it's the contrast is about to happen, huh? And it's a contrast is really a good thing, although it can be a negative contrast, you know, because it could be opposite, but it's a good thing because you're adding more information or you're strengthening the idea of what you're talking about. Amen? So, and a lot of times we speak that way. It's natural to make our points. Amen? Jesus frequently used contrast. You know what I'm saying? Like for example, he said this. He says, people light a lamp to set it not under the measuring basket, but upon the lampstand. Huh? What is he saying? Why would you have light the light to put it under the table where nobody could see it? That's a contrast. Amen. He wants your light to shine so everybody can see it. Amen. Here's another one. Jesus said this one right here. He said, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. That's a contrast. Because, you know, many of us think, hey, the law don't exist. We're not under the law. Amen. We're under grace and mercy. And that's true. But Jesus said, I didn't destroy the law. It still exists. Amen. But I'm the one that's going to fulfill it. That's why we need Jesus. Because we under the law. None of us can do the law. Amen. None of us in our own strength is going to keep those commandments. You can forget about that. Amen. But with Christ, amen, when we receive him and say, Lord, I need you. I can't do this without you. Now he's going to come and fulfill the law. Again, he got to get invited in. Amen. And then you marry him. Lord, we got to get married. Huh? We can't keep meeting like this. I'm going to go, Lord, we're just going to hook up now, Lord. Amen. Let's consummate this marriage, Lord. Amen. That's what we got to do. Amen. Now he's with us how long? Forever. He's eternal. Amen. He's not in the temporary stuff. He don't want no temporary relationship with us. Amen. He want to be married to us. Oh, come on, people of God. Listen to this contrast right here. This is Jesus speaking right here. He said, you heard that it was said, you must not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone that keeps on looking at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery in his heart. Huh? He said, Jesus, he put some contrast to it. He said, oh, it's not just, you know, you going out and you fornicating or you having sex with another woman that you commit adultery. He took it, he added some more information. If you just start lusting after her, you have committed adultery in your heart. Because you know you're going to, if you get the opportunity, you're going to do it. Amen. So he said, don't start lusting after her. And we get that twisted. You know, we might look at a woman and say, wow, she's beautiful. I love her. Look at her eyes. Look at her. That's not, you haven't committed adultery. Huh? But when you say, wow, look at her. She's beautiful. Look at her eyes. I love her. Man, I want to get with her. You know, now you're messing up. Now you done crossed the line. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here's Jesus again speaking on an eye for an eye. Listen to this contrast. He said, it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. However, I say to you, when you see that word, what is that word? However, but on the other hand, contrast is about to happen. He said, however, I say to you, do not resist him that is wicked, but whosoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn also the other. We say, how, Lord, now how are we going to do that? You ain't doing that in the flesh. Huh? You're not going to do it. You got to have Christ. You got to be married to him. Amen. To pull that one off. Amen. But God is faithful. Once you invite him in, and he sees you relying and depending on him, he don't stop moving in your life. Amen. Amen. He don't stop moving in your life. Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful. He will not stop the blessings from flowing. The only way the blessings going to stop is if you stop them. And that's contrary to God. It's just plain silly. Wow. Amen. It's just plain silly. Thank you, Jesus. Here, let me give you this illustration. And I see this a lot. Amen. Person gets a job. They like the job. I see this a lot. I really do. Amen. The job is paying decent money. Okay? It's meeting your needs, and you like the job. But what do that mean?
Contrast.
Here come the contrast, right? But it's a few people on that job that's stirring up trouble. Huh? Things you, and there's some things on it you would like to change if you could, right. But overall, the place is blessing you. Amen. It's a blessing to you. It's meeting all your needs. You're paying your bills. You got money left over. You're blessed to be a blessing. The place is a blessing. Okay. Amen. Then all of a sudden, you get fed up. Here go the contrast. Huh? People are getting on your nerves, and you decide, I'm leaving. Huh? You're going to stop the blessing. You're cutting off the blessing. Huh? That's silly. It's contrary to faithfulness. Huh? You let a few unhappy people stop your blessing. Amen. I see this all the time. Oh, and it's like you think you're going to go somewhere else and everything is going to be like perfect. It's still not going to be perfect. The next place you get to going to be the same drama. And the place after that, and the place after that. Let me give you a real revelation. Let me give you some real revelation. Because when you do that, you're really in the flesh. You don't know you are, but you are. Amen. Because when I was in the flesh, I would have got married this one. And then, oh, she do this, she do, I don't like it, blah, blah, blah. Then I would have married the next one. She do this, she do, I don't like it. I don't have to deal with that. Oh, forget that. I'm out of here. Then I would have went to the next one. Hey, if you don't learn, amen. And really, it's not learning. If you don't get with Christ, amen, you're not going to get it. You're not going to ever be able to do it because the world is a mess. It's going to be drama all the time. Amen. If you don't learn how to overcome that drama in Christ, you're going to be forever going from next person, next job. It's never going to stop. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. See, you got to get this attitude, saints of God. Because that's silly. And it's contrary to faithfulness. Amen. You got to get the attitude that ain't nothing going to come between you and God. Once you get to see, that's why you got to marry him. Huh? See, when you get married and you know it's forever, ain't nothing going to come between me and my wife. That's got to be in you. Amen. Nothing. I don't care what happened. This is for life. Oh, Lord, now you got something. So you got to be married to God to understand that relationship. Amen. Oh, Lord. Come on, Minister Lisa. You got to get that. She done caught that in her spirit. Ain't nothing going to separate you from the love of God. He said it. He said, not death, not earth, not this, not nothing can separate us. We got to get that in our spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You got to know if the job is blessing you, keep it going. Don't stop. Amen. If the marriage is blessing you, keep it going. Don't stop. Amen. If the ministry is blessing you, keep it going. Don't stop. Amen. We have to cancel out that silliness and ignore it and be faithful. Find the contrast between foolishness and faithfulness. It's a contrast. Amen. See, we got God in us, saints, and God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. Let me give you these scriptures. Look at, turn to your Bible, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give you this quickly because we had all them powerful testimonies. I was full of them testimonies. God been doing some things for us. Amen. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sent my brother back home. Amen. Hey. I don't know how that blessed. My spirit just leaped. Hey. I'm like, hold on. I got to wait for them to come on in. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I know how God felt when he when he gave us that prodigal son, when he returned, you know, everybody was like, well, the other sons was looking like, how you having a party for him? He ain't even been here. God said, y'all with me. Y'all party every day. But now he coming, we finna party for real. Amen. Real. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I know how that principle works. Amen. Amen. All right, you all at 2 Thessalonians. Praise God. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And let's look at verse 1. It says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Amen. See, we got to give God free course and don't take over. Don't do the contrast where we get fed up and stop the blessing. Give him free course. Free reign. Let God rule and be glorified in you. Amen. See, when God has free course, the blessings are never going to stop. Amen. They're never going to stop. That's why he can say things like, it's glory to glory. It's forever. With him, it's forever. It ain't going to stop, man of God. If you give God free course, he's never going to stop blessing you. Every day you wake up is going to be a blessing for you and her. He's going to continue to do things in your life to bless you every single day. It's never going to stop. Amen. It's never, ever going to stop. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look at verse 2. It says, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. And we got to remember that. See, Sister Diana read that. She said, oh, let me read this scripture on my enemies today. I'm like, uh-oh, well, she been in the Word. She been looking what I'm going to talk about today. And she began to read that. And look what the scripture said. And that we may be what? Delivered from unreasonable. That's what she was saying. That's all she was reading. I'm delivered from that. Amen. And then it tells us, for all men have not faith. That's why you can't leave these jobs when they're foolish people, when they're miserable people, and they want to try to destroy your stuff. Don't let them take you off your square. They have no faith. Huh? You the one got the faith. Why are you leaving? They should be leaving. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 3. It said, but the Lord is faithful. God is faithful, you all. Who will establish you and what? You hear that, Sister Diana? You ain't got to worry about them enemies. Why? God is establishing you and keeping them away from you. He's going to keep you from that evil mess. Amen. Stay on them scriptures. Praise God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Look at verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. Amen. It's Paul and I'm speaking now. Huh? We got confidence that the Lord is touching you. Amen. He just quoting what the Bible says. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience waiting for Christ. That's where we are right now. We're just patiently waiting for Christ. While we enjoy heaven on earth. Amen. Because we in him and he's in us. We're married to him. The two are one. So we now got heaven right here on earth. Amen. So we just not patiently waiting. We waiting on the way. Come on, Lord. When are we going to have a party? Huh? We married. When are we going to have a party? Oh, we want God to have free course, saints, while we patiently wait for Christ. That's the key. Amen. We have made him our life, not the head of our life. He is our life. Amen. And so we're just patiently waiting now for Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word that you gave us today. Thank you for every testimony that we heard today, Lord.